We're coming out of John 20. He says, whatever trespasses you remit will be remitted or will be let go, will be loosed. Whatever trespasses you retain will be retained. They'll be bound. And so we're learning how to really get something loose that's been a part of our life and what true forgiveness is, because true forgiveness is just not saying, I forgive you. Now, sometimes when someone does something minor to you, that's enough because you did not incur any pain or any woundedness or any hurt. So in saying, I forgive you is one. But when someone deeply wounds you, betrays you, violates your life, it's not going to be just enough to say, I forgive you, because you're carrying the wound. And that wound causes that situation to be bound or retained. And every one of us have experienced that. And what we do is we get away from it for a season and we learn to go on. And every one of us learn to go on. But going on with that, because the soul has a really unique way of covering things over. It has a very unique way of self-preservation. And every time you cover something over, you're going to build walls and to make sure that doesn't happen again. And so what happens, we get very walled up and isolated. And but those walls don't keep people from that same level of woundedness or rejection, persecution. All of these things still get in. Really, the only one that can truly protect is Jesus. He is your high tower, but he can't be that if you're trying to be that. And you have to surrender all of that. And one of the ways we found to do that, you're going to have to find wholeness for the one that wounded you. And to do that, you're going to have to start praying for them. And I'm not just sorry, Father, bless them and get them away from me. I'm talking about what we're learning to do is bring them before the throne of grace. Some people don't want to do this. They run. They do not want to face these kind of things in their life and say, oh, look, I can go on. But the thing about what God has said, if you cannot forgive a man his trespass, neither can your Father forgive you. Now, he's not talking about salvation, because he's already talking about someone in the kingdom. But what happens when the Father cannot forgive a trespass? Guess what? You get plugged up. Because if he can't forgive the trespass, the Holy Spirit can no longer do what he's called to do, which is ministrate life, healing, love, peace. So what happens? The kingdom gets cut off. In you, the flow of the kingdom and stagnation occurs. Now, when stagnation occurs in your life, that's why we generally head for the wilderness at that point. And we start camping out in the wilderness. And then sometimes we get miserably comfortable in the wilderness. Ever been miserably comfortable? Miserably comfortable is I'm miserable, but I'm familiar with the environment and I don't want to leave it. And so fear sets in. And when fear sets in, it's hard to come out of that. So we learn to just live there and we get stuck in the mud. Amen. And when we get stuck, you ever saw a pond in the summertime that stagnates? Green muck. You ever seen that free flowing river in Colorado, that pure water? You just want to jump in and take a drink because it's pure. It's flowing. See? And so what happens is you begin to forgive, and we're learning to forgive. And a lot of you have already gone through this process. I mean, God has cleaned house with me. I'll tell you that right now. It's amazing. One of the ways you'll know is tenderness will be restored. If you're not flowing in the tenderness of the Spirit, you're blocked. You're plugged up. Because when tenderness gets restored, the love and the tenderness of God will flow pretty freely in your life. When it's not flowing, it's because you're walled up. If you're walled up, it's generally because there's a trespass that's not been properly dealt with. Now, a lot of you, I know what you've done. Like, I forgive and I forgive, I forgive, I forgive, I forgive. The problem is if you don't get healed of that wound, you're going to have a hard time with true forgiveness because the wound just re-sows itself. It re-sows the division. It re-sows the feelings towards that person. And so unforgiveness sets right back in the heart. That's why he said you don't forgive in the head, you forgive in the heart. So how do you obtain healing then for the true trespass to be released? We bring them before the throne of grace. This is a practice you need to learn to do. You're not always going to be carrying trespasses around, but if you're going to walk with God, you're going to have many opportunities to forgive people of their trespass against you because they're coming. Because it's one of the enemy's number one weapons against you, whether you know it or not. And so what happens is we bring them before the throne of grace. We begin to bless them. We begin to pray for them. Now, that's very awkward at first, because usually when you've covered something over, you have no feeling towards that person. Or you have feelings of anger towards them. Or whatever feeling you have locked up in you, it's going to come out. And a lot of times, if it's really deep, your soul has covered it up so much through self-preservation, you can't even get in touch with the way you feel towards that person. So what happens is, when you cannot get in touch with that person, that's why you got to start praying in the throne of grace. You bring them to Jesus. And as you pray and bless them on a daily basis, sometimes it's going to take a little time to sow into them. And it's like, I don't want to pray for them. I know, but he wants you to. Because he wants you now to overcome. And we've talked about, what's our first response in self? We run. Amen? That is a natural response of self. When you come into an environment of pain, run. I did that for years. I ran to Tulsa. I ran to Austin. I ran to Memphis. I was on my way to Florida before God, he stopped me. And I wanted to run from this church probably about 1,000 times in the last 14 years. Because that's the way self is when it gets in an environment and we want to get out. But sometimes God gets you in that environment so he can work on you and learn to deal with that. So once you stop running, what you do is you begin to stand therefore. And when you stand therefore, sometime in your standing, it's not pleasant. Sometime in your standing, he tells you, why don't you just suffer the wrong? Even when you're right. See, he's totally going opposite to self. Self demands to be right. But righteousness is not being right. Righteousness is right standing. And right standing, sometimes he's not asking you to be right. He's asking you to love. Okay, so then we learn to stand. But that's not his final level. His final level, what is his final level? Overcome. He wants you to overcome the injustices done to you. How many of you ever had an injustice? Raise your hand. Do you ever want to see those hands? If you've had an injustice, welcome to the kingdom. But listen, being right does not justify you, but love will justify. And the way to access the love of God for that person is to begin praying for them, to begin blessing them, especially in the throne of grace, and presenting them before the Lord, presenting them, not your rights, but presenting the trespass. It's not about being right or wrong. It's about healing, forgiveness of the trespass. You don't go before the throne of grace, Father, deal with him. It's usually, Father, deal with me. Because you're bringing yourself too, and you'll be surprised when you're coming before the throne of grace that what you might have thought you were right. See, all things are naked and open before the eyes of him we have to do. He's the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So he's going to discern what your mind cannot. That's why you want to come to the throne of grace. You don't want to deal with these things in the natural level. You got to bring into the light. And in the light, he's going to let you look at you too. But he's also going to look at the pain in your heart. And you bring that. Now, there's something amazing happens when you start extending love to someone that has despitefully used you or persecuted you or wounded or betrayed you in the throne of grace. It activates a love that's not of you, because God's not asking you to do this in your own strength. You can't get yourself healed. Human, that kind of love does not heal anything. But the agape love of God will heal everything. There's nothing that can stand against it when it starts flowing. Stuff you've been carrying 30 years, one major flow of that love towards you, boom, you're set free. So what we're after when we're praying for them is the release and the activation of God's love on the behalf of that party, you and the trespass. And that's what you're looking for. You keep praying until that comes. You keep praying, keep presenting, keep praying. And when that flow of love comes, it's going to erase the trespass. It's going to heal you. And in God's perfect love, there's automatically natural forgiveness towards that situation. And then that trespass gets loosed. Once it gets loosed, it's not a part of you anymore. And what will happen when God starts doing this, and the result of tenderness of heart will come, tenderness of conscience again. You won't be brazen over anymore. You won't be hardened or calloused. You ever seen somebody with a calloused heart? I had a season of a calloused heart. There's just so much thrown so fast, you just get calloused. It's your way to protect yourself. I don't feel anymore. I used to tell Anna, I don't feel. But see, that's not really the answer, not to feel anymore. It's the way your soul deals with pain, but it's not the answer for your deliverance, because you need the feel, the flow of the love of God, the flow of the peace of God, and the flow of the Holy Spirit. You need to feel that. See, he needs to be released, but to be released, you have to be forgiven by the Father. And so this is the process we've been in. Fasting will help all of this. Amen. God's been dealing with a lot of areas, our situations with one another. We've been touching on lately our situations with him, because we harbor a lot of stuff towards him, believe it or not. We don't think we do, but when we get in the light, we find that we do. One of the things that's going to happen is once your spirit gets open, God will start the flow of communication and the flow of instruction will begin again. And your path will be made clear to you. You'll know what to do. You'll know why you got in the position you were in. And when he starts opening that, he'll start bringing you up out. See, and that's what we're asking him to do. We want to come up out of the wilderness. Some of you are out of the wilderness. Some of you are in the wilderness. Some of you are at the gate. Some of you are not running. I'm not even going to confess that over you. But what we're after to do is we want to come up out of that situation. Amen. And we want the freedom and the liberty of the Holy Spirit. And this is why we're combining fasting with all this. Because you're going to find if you truly submit yourself in this fasting, God will open things up for you. Amen.